We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick Kambla, John Michaels with one of the best running backs of his time, Merrill Hodge, and you've seen him all over as an analyst. This guy
factor
right here.
Back football, baby.
One of my favorite analysts, though, took you inside the player perspective, but you were like next level, and you brought sort of a coach's angle on the analysis as well. Merrill, I'm a big fan, and it's great to have you on here. How are you?
Well, thank you, and it's good to be here. I love your city.
We do, too.
The mist lit up well. I mean, last night I was like, wow, this place is – cool. This city, I'm one of the coolest. All the different things they have on the buildings. I mean, this is such a pretty place.
Did you have some fun last night, Merrill?
I had a curfew, and that curfew is usually about 9:30.
Did you blow past that curfew?
I pushed it to 10. Now, but I'm not a drinker. I'm not a partier. I know my limits. I know where I am.
Is that a sliding scale? Like today might be 10:30. By Saturday, it's like 2 a.m.?
Well, you're sliding, but you're going the wrong way. Today, it's going to be 9.
I understand. Tell us about your call football, which I know you're real excited about.
Listen, it's the second most exciting thing I've ever done in sports, aside from coaching my son in youth football and coaching youth football. But if you've ever played Madden, mm-hmm. if you ever like to make money, and if you've ever thought, you know what, I want to be an offensive coordinator and call plays, our league's for you. Now, there's the XFL, Alliance, and the NFL. You watch their plays. You call our plays. And you call our plays in a live format, playing professional football, but you can make money. We gave over $70,000 last year. You get $1 million for a perfectly called game. And this is how it works. As soon as the ball is placed, I put a bundle up on the screen because I'm an offensive coordinator as well. And it's just like Madden. There's three play options. Fans have 10 seconds to vote. They vote. Majority of the play, whatever the majority votes get, that play is sent to me. I send it into my quarterback. And within 17 seconds, we're off and running. And you can win money. You don't have to play the entire game to win money now. We changed some things up, which I thought were great changes. We listened to the fans, actually. You can win every quarter, you can win every half, or you can win the entire game. So you can win money each and every quarter and half. You don't have to play the entire game. So if you got in there at halftime, you're like, oh, man, it's too late. Not anymore. You can play the third and fourth quarter and still win money.
Now, where can you play this game?
Well, you go to yourcallfootball.com. That'll give you everything that you need to know and resources to help you. Download the app, which is free, Your Call Football. So you download that, and really you just stream it off your phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can stream it off your phone, stream it off your computer, your iPad. You watch the game and call the plays off of the app.
Amazing. And we all think we're play callers, by the way.
Well, this gives you, okay, which you are right. You are right. And we heard a lot of feedback from fans that they found it to be a different perspective. They're like, wow, it's different calling plays the entire game versus just that one time.
Like Merrill Hodge, so Drew Brees throws the flutter ball to Ted Ginn, amazingly, not intercepted or knocked down,
right.
And you're set up in field goal range to win the game. And Sean Payton throws the ball on first down.
Right.
And Drew Brees throws his worst ball of the game into the ground. And now, you know, the whole thing. It's easy for us on the couch, right? But Sean, the great Sean Payton got that one wrong, didn't he?
Well, because it didn't work.
Right.
I try to say that too. Like, if it worked, it's a great play. When it doesn't work, it's a bad play. You know, I'll tell you this. I win our first game. We get the ball back with 2 minutes. Our very first pass play, we throw a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, now somehow that would have got turned into that's the bad play call. You know, okay. But because I'm not calling the plays, I'm just painting how this could look. But since I'm not calling the plays, they can't do that to me. Now Mike Sherman has the ball. They basically are in position to win the game because they're close enough for field goal. Okay, they can just run it. Well, they actually called. They got the Philly play called, the trick Philly,
the
Philly special play. I'd been trying to get called the entire game, but the fans wouldn't call it because you put a bundle up, so it's one of three plays. So I can tell you which one I would like to run, but that doesn't mean they have to run it.
Right.
So he gets it called. As they're doing it, they throw a pick. We pick it. We pick it and go back to the 1 yard, all the way to our 1 yard line. We end up winning the game. So, you know, and then I'm thinking, if Mike actually called that in a game, he would be, who knows, they probably want his head that fire him. I mean, you know,
yeah,
because it didn't work. You know, the Philly special obviously was the greatest play ever in Super Bowl history because it worked. Mm-hmm. Okay, we run it. We, and actually, I mean, our corner makes an incredible play on it. And here's what they did. When I look back at the play, they had a receiver throw it that wasn't familiar with throwing the football. So what was he? He just knows this. I throw it over. So as soon as he turned around, he just threw it. He didn't look for anybody to our advantage. So it's just the play calling is fun. Mm-hmm. But the way we won the game, I'm just saying, if this was a coach on the sideline calling the play, oh, he'd be slaughtered. But pressure's off because he didn't call the play. He just gave you options and you called it.
Now, I've already downloaded the app, Your Call Football. We're talking with Merrill Hodge here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You were in media for a long time, and you mentioned retired from ESPN about a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. Do you miss it at all? Do you miss being a part of that?
You know what? Okay, no, but I loved every second of it. You know, I just when it happened, there was like a 15 seconds of – actually, I was nannying for my daughter. So mm-hmm. I had one of my grandkids. So we were ready to go shopping, and I looked down at her, and I'm like, yeah, Essie, yeah, it's the perspective I need right now. You know, I'm ready to do a different chapter in my life. I wrote another book, and my first book was about the title's Find a Way. Those words have always inspired me to take action in life, and here was a chance where I had to take action again in my life. You know, when my career changed and ended my NFL career, I had to do that. Now I have another situation where to do that. I've been diagnosed with cancer, been told I had to have open heart surgery. I've had to apply it to both of those things. Mm-hmm. So the tools are a lot stronger. So when it happened, I was ready. I was ready to do something else. I was excited about other things I've been thinking about. Your Call Football comes up. I've always wanted to coach. I just didn't want to commit my entire life to coaching. Now I have an environment where we get to develop young men, not just football players, but develop men to be better, you know, in society. And I'm telling you, it's the second best experience I've ever had, aside from coaching youth football and developing young kids.
Merrill Hodge hanging out with Rick and John here live at Super Bowl Radio Row. Let's talk Super Bowl. What was going through your head when Nickel Robey Coleman, now, I'm not even talking about the play where he trucks Tommy Lee Lewis. I'm talking about calling out the GOAT and saying that age has taken its toll. And then on opening night, he backtracks a little bit. No, I didn't say quite. Yeah, you did. Okay. Cat is out of the bag. What were you thinking about Robey Coleman saying that about the GOAT?
Well, here's what I learned. I remember about 8 years ago, we had a discussion before one of our NFL matchup meetings or NFL live meetings or sports. And I can't remember which one it was, but everybody's talking about, you think it's the decline of the Patriots or Tom Brady? And I'm like, whoa. What's the evidence? I mean, where's the cracks, okay?
Lost two in a row, maybe?
Yeah. I'm all I could tell you is watching TV, I always tell people, TV lies and highlights really lie. This is never where you want to get your analysis from or your evaluation from. Although, for millions, that's what happens. That's what made the matchup show so well, because we based everything off what the coach's tape says. And that's the only way you can honestly know the truth of a player or a team, good or bad. But at least you have evidence of it and why. And I'm telling you this, I mean, I've been doing that for, you know, for 30 years, watching tape. So I was like, can you even answer what you've seen that would even give us this conversation now?
Right.
And I'm like, you're trying to create something here. And I go, you know what, I'm not in. I mean, they go, you're on the other side? I'm on the right side, okay? I don't know what side you're on, but I'm on this side, okay? I'm on the side of evidence, okay? I don't see it. I haven't seen it. I don't know what you're looking at. I mean, just because they've won two Super Bowls and he's in his 12th year? Well, that's not good enough evidence for me, okay? Those are just numbers, so... Listen, here's when it's over, when they retire. Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you, this happened to me as a kid, actually. Walter Payton was my favorite player. I was 15 years old, and he put out this videotape called Winning in Life. And it was going to talk about charity work, family, but it was going to talk about how he trained. And I'm like, well, okay, that's all I cared about at age 15. How does he train? What makes him? So there was an interview process. The interviewer asked him, what makes you better than everybody else? And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's what I want to know. I'm like, I can't wait to hear the answer. And he said something as profound as I've ever heard a human being say it, and I still remembered it. It's become a part of my makeup. He's like, I want it more than they do.
Hmm.
He said every day of the week. Then he walked through the offseason every day what he did, the regular season, every day what he did. And then he said, it's Sunday at 1 o'clock, when you see me, mm-hmm. you better believe I want it more than they do. And, man, that resonated with me in this sense. there's not a person listening to you guys right now can't make that applicable to whatever it is, challenge, goal, dream, something they want to change. The problem that people have, they don't hear every day. That doesn't register with them. So they do it a few days, and then they go right back to what they were doing. Every day. What Tom Brady and these guys have done, they have created amazing staples that are critical in any journey in life. Accountability, responsibility, preparing. You look at those three things, and if you're consistent every single day and you're trying to improve every single day, well, I'm going to tell you this, more than likely you're going to accomplish what you're set out to do, or you're going to overcome or change it. Mm-hmm. To not give them credit for that or acknowledge that, and that is what has separated them from everybody else. It's every single day. And I'm just telling you, that to me is, I admire that. I think that message is awesome. I think you can use that for so many kids and people. Like, they're not good by accident, okay? This league is way too good. If we'd had this conversation 10 years ago, because we were talking about when they were they a dynasty when they won back-to-back, okay? If you'd have said now they're going to be there nine times, and they're going to win six, say they win this one, we would laugh. It would be one of those Sports Center things going, get the – we ain't having that conversation. That's the dumbest. It is just awe-dropping. But instead of hating them or, you know, not wanting to see them, okay, facts are they're here. Why? And I just marvel at that. I marvel at that, but it is so true in greatness. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be the greatest of all time. And if you do it every day, you're going to win nine Super Bowls, win five or six, be the greatest quarterback. It's not about just – it's that anybody can apply it in their life, okay? And then wherever that garners you, as long as you've done your part, man, you should have peace with that. You can look back in the mirror and go, you know, I did my part. I gave everything I had. And what the results are the results, and I have peace with that. So that's what I look at them, admire them about.
Four factor backs in this game. C.J. Anderson, Todd Gurley, Sony Michel, James White on the other side. Who has the better game out of those groups?
Well, I'd go by, okay, so the evidence tells me this, that the Patriots aren't going to deviate. Okay, now, the Rams could, because they've done it a little bit in different games. So, but I know both of them want to do that. And that's going to be what makes this game so close and I think so evenly matched. I've had many conversations with this, but the guy who really confirmed it with me was Bill Parcells, and he and I used to work together. He used to talk about the most important aspect of the NFL is you must control what?
The line of scrimmage. That's
yes,
what I would say.
But the tempo. If you do control the line of scrimmage, you control the tempo. Mm-hmm. You control the game. You control the environment. Now, that's easier said than done. Well, both of these teams are actually equipped to do that. The Patriots are the one team that I know won't deviate from that. They're not going to go in and go, oh, you know what? Greatest quarterback of all time. Are you kidding me? Let's ride him. Let's put the ball in his hands. They're not going to do that. Now, they will when it matters, but they're going to come out, and they may go three and out a couple times, but you won't see them panic and deviate. The Rams may do that. I don't know that the evidence says they've snuck away from it on occasion. So Gurley, I think, early in this game is a critical aspect of the Rams' chances for success. Meaning, he doesn't have to have great success. They just can't leave him if he doesn't. And then everybody's talked about Belichick takes away one thing, which is really a true thing. That's what he's done so well. I think he smothers the Rams like he did Kansas City. He doubles the guy that can kill him in speed. He's going to play just like he did Kansas City and then mix up his pressures to complement that. I don't think there's going to be any mystery in what they do defensively from that perspective versus maybe who matches to who. The critical one in this, and I'm watching this for the very first half, especially the very first quarter, how does he manage the two guys that can wreck this game for him, to your point? Mm-hmm. You got Donald and Sue. Now, you can't go into media and go, man, we got to block them, because you're going to watch a litany of tape where some of the best in the world can't block them. So, as a coach, I got to help you. There's going to be times you got to block them, but then I got to help you with play calling. So, let's play lateral. You know, let's bubble screen here, reverse there, perimeter play here, make him chase, make him run, play side to side. And you get him wore out, and then right in the third quarter, then you punch him. I just don't think, or use their strength against them. If they want to get pressure, let's wham them, because the Saints actually did a few things like that. Let's not ask our guys to do something that's impossible, okay? And we can't always double Team Arnold. They do a good job of moving around and making that hard, getting in A gaps and moving their techniques around. So they're not going to just allow that. They're not just going to make it easy on you. But from a play-calling perspective, I think that'll be the most fascinating part of the game. And do they stay committed to Gurley if he struggles early? And whoever wins that
They haven't done that so far in the playoffs.
Right.
Your Call Football. Download the app, yourcallfootball.com.
Yep.
I got to check this out. If I can win money and be a play caller, I'm in.
And you get a chance for offensive experience. You see what kind of play
caller
you are.
$1 million.
And if you win $1 million, good for you. And you know what? You get a few $1,000s, got some gas money.
Meryl, thanks so much.
Pleasure, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Meryl Hodge, our guest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.